Night, Sheila.
Right. It's 10:30 tomorrow.
Good night, Mr. Beckwith.
Good morning.
Good night, Patricia.
Watching telly tonight, Mr. Beckwith?
Well, not immediately. No, I have to.
That Mel Gibson is on. I think he's divine. He's so, you know, he just doesn't care. I bet he's a devil with women. You can see it in his face. Oh, I really fancy men who look a bit devilish.
Do you, Patricia? Well, watch it. Be careful.
Give me half a chance with Mel Gibson and I wouldn't watch it, I could tell you.
Well, think of me while you're nicely ensconced with Mel Gibson. I'll be over in Orange Grove doing the books for Garman, Jacobs and Lishitz.
You're a glutton for work, Mr. Beckwith.
Have to be, Patricia. Wives, children, school.
Ah, wives. Oh, yes. You've been married before, haven't you? Must be horrible having to work so hard to keep so many people, eh?
Well, you get used to it. Night, Patricia.
He's probably hot stuff, too, though you'd never think it. Funny little man. Hi, Beverly. What are you doing tonight, doll?
Hello, dear. It's Lyle. Just to remind you, it's Monday night. I'm up in Bramfontein. Ought to be in before midnight.
All right, dear. I'm watching telly. It's Mel Gibson.
Good. I'll tiptoe in. Night.
Night, dear.
I wonder what Mel Gibson does on a Monday night.
Suspense. The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.
There must be a reason why, all over the world, Rossmann's King Size is offered with pride, accepted with pleasure. It's simply this. Rossmann's extra length, finest filter, and the best tobacco money can buy give you true King Size flavor. Rossmann's King Size really satisfies.
Want to know who's keeping prices low? Keep looking where the red rings go.
Russell's Red Rings.
We'll ring them in red so you should know the price is way, way down low.
Those Russell's bright red rings.
Beating the budget is easy at Russell's. The stellar 8-piece dining room suite. Fully expandable table, matching sideboard, and 6 upholstered chairs for only 449 Rand exclusive. Save 150 Rand.
It's got a Russell's
big red ring.
Russell's runs rings around low prices.
And now part one of tonight's suspense.
Hello? Are you, love?
Just to say I'll be around later. Monday.
Oh, love, as if I'd forget.
Depending on how long Garman's books take me, then, 8:30, maybe 9?
Lovely. I've done a casserole.
I say to him, I say, Morris, either you leave school now and get a job, or you get better than 3 F's, 3 D-minuses, and a solitary lonely C at the end of next term. It's an ultimatum, I tell him. I'll leave school now, he says. I'm warning you, I tell you, don't come to me after. Okay, he says. He leaves school and fiddles for 1 year. 2, he's a bum. Now he blames me for not insisting that he completes his education. What to do? I'm rich enough to keep an idle son in luxury just because I'm Jewish. I'm telling you, this idea that all Jews are rich is the prize misnomer. Now, Morris, he's in with a bad lot. immigrants from England. You know what our government ought to do? No more immigrants. Do we want them? Never. You've been lately to Hillbrow on a Saturday night? Any night. Knives, motorbikes, every accent and dialect in the world except South African. I feel a stranger in the country where I've lived for 41 years. Do I sound like an immigrant?
No, Mr. Garman, you sound as South African as Ernie Els.
Oh, that Ernie Els. He's good. So is Bobby Locke. I'll leave you to your work, my friend. Oh, I want to thank you. You do the books nice for me. You've saved me some money, I want to tell you, over the past few years. Maybe this year you've got a surprise coming to you. In Slovenia, where my grandparents are powerful people, there was a saying, you have scratched my back good, now I shall oil your skin. You got a bonus coming to you, Mr. Beckwith. I'm Jewish, and I respect good hard work. We all do. There are no lazy Jews. Except my son.
Yeah?
Yes. Good night. Don't forget the lock up. Oh, I'm philosophizing and drawing truisms and platitudes so big with my old man's tongue, I forget to tell you what I give to you. In the second draw, on the right, there's your bonus. Don't spend it all at once. Leave it till I'm gone. I embarrass easily, Mr. Beckwith. You're a good man. I wish you had been my son. Good night.
Sealing wax. Well, the old boy's using sealing wax. Really? Maybe... no, what the hell. Let's see what my bonus is for burning the midnight oil and saving him from the tax man. Jeepers creepers. Oh, you beautiful, wicked old man. 10,000? But I can't. It's ridiculous.
In case you think it's too much, let me remind you of a saying of my grandfather's. Once he was forced to go and find work in Croatia. This would have been in the 1840s. If you remember your history, this was a bad period for Europe. Everybody was fighting everybody. Anyway, he goes there. And on the way, he finds an old dying man on the road. He stays a week, my grandfather, caring for the dying old man. This old man doesn't speak, not even a little bit. My grandfather, he doesn't even know which nationality he comes from. Finally, the time comes, and he's really, really dying. Like, I mean, there's no more sunsets, nothing. And he looks at my grandfather and he says, in Romanian, which my grandfather understands, I was going to Slovenia to make my fortune, but I fell among thieves. They have taken everything except a very small diamond, which I have sewn inside my coat. Please take it with my blessing. This is what the old man said to my grandfather. The trouble was, in his delirium, he neglected to notice that the thieves had stolen the coat. Now, my grandfather, so disappointed, because if he has the diamond, he needs not to go to Croatia. So, appreciating the irony of looking for the diamond belonging to a man who was seeking work in Slovenia, when he himself, my grandfather, was departing from Slovenia to try his luck in Croatia, my grandfather goes into the nearest town and finds some ruffians celebrating at the tavern. Celebrating what? Thinks he. And seeing a ragged leather coat on one of them, he offers to buy it for 2.5 vachibliens, and which was about 30 South African cents. The ruffian agrees, thinking my grandfather half-witted, buys him a good pint of Albanian wine into the bargain. So 2 days later, my grandfather wakes up in a ditch. And the top of his head has hinges attached. And every time he opens his eyes, he wants to die, but he still wears the coat. And sewn into the lining is one small diamond, which back in Slovenia buys him a small kingdom and sets the family up as great landowners until along comes the new centurions. And in the carving up of the map, Slovenia disappears. But the moral of the story is, Mr. Beckwith, whatever comes your way, embrace it, for the time is short, my friend. Stay well. And next Monday, please, Do not thank me. Do not mention it at all. Okay?
Oh, silly, sentimental, wonderful old man. 10,000. Well, there's music lessons for Valerie. Brenda can have her encyclopedias. And we can decorate the interior at home, and that'll please Sheila. If there's anything over after that, Dirk can have a bike. Wonderful! Enough is enough.
Got the keys.
Would you mind telling me what the hell you think you're doing? Give me my car keys at once.
What's that then? What the hell? What the hell?
I want my car keys, please.
We've got one here. What the hell?
Yeah, now, basically, please. I think you aren't using your car keys tonight. We're using them. And also, basically, we'd like you to turn out your pockets. At the double now. Yeah. Pockets!
Our friend Basic here means you've got to empty your Votri boxes, my darling.
Slabbed in 3 weeks French in high school. He was heading towards his matric and respectability.
But luckily, one night he stabbed his teacher and saved himself.
Gentlemen, I'm fascinated by your life histories, but I'm afraid I...
Just get it out! Hold him!
All right. Wait. I'll give you my... My wallet's in the car. Give me the keys.
Cops. Patrol car.
Let's be here.
Now, don't be wet. Waiting for the fuzz to pass. One unwise move or word and I'm gonna cut out your Adam's apple and have it on toast with my bacon in the morning. You with me?
Ladies and gentlemen, from Plascon Double Velvet's kaleidoscope of fashion colors, we bring you the Orchid Collection. Cloud white, white with a hint of softest blue. Pearl white, white with a promise of pink. Jade white, white with just a whisper of green. And Grecian white, the most delicate of creams.
The Orchid Collection's romantic, softer shades of white. From Plascon Double Velvet, the luxury wall paint that's easy to clean. Country, Maine, USA. The ring of an axe and a forest breakfast of broiled bacon and steaming coffee. That's the reward of the great outdoors, where men enjoy that feeling of freedom and wide open spaces. Your kind of life? Then Paul Revere is your cigarette. Paul Revere, rich taste, full flavor, the pride of tobaccos.
Suspense, Part 2.
Would you like to take out your little Wally wallet, little man? Or would you like me?
Basically, little man, it comes to this. Slab wants what you've got. And basically, if you don't give us what you've got, we'll take what you've got and rough you up a little.
It's getting late. Stop playing with him.
Don't. Don't hurt him yet.
All right. If you just let me... I can't... Just give me room to...
Get it! After him! I'll kill him now!
Get on the other side of the road! Stop him running down towards the highway now! Come on!
No! I
Take garments, Vanish. I'm not falling among thieves. I haven't got a diamond sewn in any shirt. Val's going to have her music lessons. Brenda needs her encyclopedias. She's waited a long, long time. Dirk would love a bike. No, I can't let them get the money. And they can't harm me. Too many people depend on me. Children, my wife, my mistress. What a silly word, mistress. Sounds as if I'm a spaniel.
There he goes! We've got him now. We've got him.
It's a dead end. Oh, you fool, Lyle Beckwith. Of all the alleyways, you...
Didn't go up. He never crossed.
Turned the corner, though.
Then he's got to be down there.
Yeah. Oh.
Gooey, little man.
He's down in there.
Yeah. And you know what's at the other end, don't you? Mutton's yards. Remember, with a big steel loading gate, 12 foot high, with barbed wire on top.
Cooey, little man. Suppose he's got some bread on him.
Well, I'd say he must have, wouldn't you? Because if his cupboard was bare, he wouldn't have run now, would he? He ran, you thicky, because he's got bread, see?
Yes. Oh, clever.
What a wonderful thing to have brains.
Come on, then. Hey, let's go.
What's the hurry? What's the hurry now?
Money under one of these car wheels. No, if they beat me up, I mightn't be able to come back and get it. Somebody else would find it. No, all locked. Parked here. People in flats somewhere.
We're coming, little man. Okay, then. Let's give him one more chance. Come on up here now, little man. And we'll only kick one of your kidneys in. But if we have to wear our shoe leather coming down there to get you, well then, we'll kick them both in.
He's down behind one of those cars. See?
There. I can't see anything.
Stupid people.
Parking two abreast, narrow lane like this. What do you think that? Oh. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, you've gone mad.
I just...
Oh, what do you think you are? Don't do it again.
Shut up, you two.
Well, I just...
You'll have people out here from those flats back over there, you dummy.
Just a stone.
That's not the point. Oh, bloody... Oh, how do I explain, Pete? How?
Basically, Slab, you don't. There's no mine there to...
Shut up! Shut up! Now, let's go down there and get his wallet and whatever else he's got. Car keys, too. And we'll go for a little jawl, have a few drinks, and shove his crate into a ditch.
Yeah, but they'll look for his car, won't they?
How are they going to do that, then?
He'll tell them. Behind the cars. You can't get in there. Only one at a time. Squeezing in.
Let me just get my chain. Little man. Okay. Right, I got it. I'm ready.
Brenda, do you know what you're doing? Do you?
You're wasting your life.
It's my life, love.
You see, I couldn't ever divorce her. Because, you see, well, she's... I mean, they're the kids, too.
Will you stop apologizing and eat your supper?
It's just that I feel so guilty.
Oh,
you're
shut
wasting
up.
Your...
I just said, didn't I? It's my life. And anyway, how dare you say I'm wasting my life? I love you. You're everything to me. A few hours a week are better than a lifetime with any other man in the world. I love you.
You're mad.
Maybe. But I love you. If I thought I wouldn't see you again for some reason, I wouldn't want to live.
They could kill me. Wouldn't take much. Maybe I should give them the money. No. They'd come for me after that.
Where is he? Gone under one of the cars, do you think?
No. He's behind the last one. Let's go and get him.
Are you there, dearie? I said, are you there? Now listen, you...
Yes, I'm here. What do you want?
What's he doing?
What do we want?
Yes, what do you want? Because whatever it is, you'd better come and get it. Because I'm not coming out to you, all right? Come on now. This has gone on long enough.
You don't come out here in 3 seconds, little man. You're a dead little man. Do you understand? Little man.
I'm staying right here.
Do you?
Right here.
You're dead. When we get you, you're in for the high jump, okay?
Now that's just fine. Because you've forgotten something. You know where I am. I'm down here behind this car. This one. I know where you are, too. I'm not coming out. You've got to come down here. But you can only come one at a time because there's no room. This is the only side you can get down. And even then, you have to come down sideways. But the worst is, you'll have to come alone. One at a time. Can you do that, huh? Any one of you? Which will it be? Whichever it is who comes first, I'll be waiting. All right?
Yes. Pete,
I'm waiting.
You get down, Pete.
I don't mind waiting, of course, and in my hand I've got a nice beer bottle. There's no top on it. It's nice and jagged. So bear in mind, won't you, as you squeeze down between the cars and the wall, when you reach me, you might feel this bottle in your face.
There's a car now. Wait. Just... Yes, it's him. I don't know. Can't think what... Oh, 1:03. Yes, all right, dear. Bye. Yes, I'm sure he'll phone you. Bye. Yes. Night, Brenda. Is that you, Lyle, dear?
Hello, darling.
Oh, you're late tonight.
There was a great deal to do tonight. Oh. Old Garman, you know, he's quite a slave driver.
Hello?
Brenda, darling.
Oh, Lyle, what happened? Why didn't you...
I can't talk for long. Sheila's running her bath. Oh. I had a spot of trouble. Basically, it boiled down to...
Dames en heren, ons bied aan die Orchid Collection uit Plascon Double Velvet, sy kleur kaleidoscoop. Hier is Cloud White en een belofte van blauw. Pearl White en een zachte piek. Jade White en een swimpy groen. En Grecian White en een delicate roe.
Die Orchid Collections, romantische zachte schakerings van wit. Van Plascon Double Velvet, die weelderige muurver wat zo makkelijk schoon maak.
Op al 60 continenten, in meer dan 160 landen en op meer dan 100 luchtrederijen wordt Rothmans King Signs met trots aangebied, met grachten geniet. Rothmans, die wereldnaam in sigaretten.
Mugged?
Apparently, yes. More tea?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Another eclair?
Oh, I shouldn't. I'm putting on so much weight, it's beginning to show. Oh, damn it, why not? Mugged?
Mm.
Oh, he told me there was a lot going on at Garmin's. Oh, he's naughty, isn't he? Did he phone you last night?
Yes. You were running your bath.
Hmm.
Well, there it is. It's what we're both stuck with, Sheila, because we're both cowards, both afraid of who he'd choose. Silly, isn't it? And yet, I wanted to ask you, could you go and visit your mother in November this year, do you suppose?
No.
That's when they want me to take my leave, you see.
November? Yes, I suppose it'd be okay. I wonder, what would you do if, 1 year he decided to come with me? To my mother's, I mean.
Well, my dear, then I'd know, wouldn't I?
Yes, I suppose we both would.
On the other hand, what would you do if...
Oh, I love eclairs, don't you?
The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.